driven down this road. The pain, the sacrifice, the fight. The playoffs are our time, our territory. Together, we are unstoppable. A fifth straight chance for a conference crown. Another shot in the Mile High City. It's a Rocky Mountain showdown between two of the league's best gunslingers. The Golden State glitters on the horizon. The ringing of a fifth victory calling to Belichick and Brady. The stakes are high. And as the sun sets in Denver tonight, we prepare for when the best of the West meets the best of the East.
It's a mild night in a Mile High City, the calm before a football storm. The Rocky Mountains will again be the backdrop for the second time in 3 years. This city will host the preeminent sports rivalry of this century. Good evening and welcome to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton coming to you live from Denver. This is the fifth consecutive AFC Championship game for the Patriots. And if they want to get to the Super Bowl, they're going to have to go through the Denver Broncos. In this city, where they have yet to win a playoff game. Before we salivate over tomorrow's epic battle, let's take a look back over the win over Kansas City in this week's Sights and Sounds.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Let's go! Let's go!
Feels good to be back out here. Let's make some plays today.
Let's go. Let's go. That's why we're here, bro. That's why we're here.
Go, Beast Mode. Do your thing, huh?
Enjoy this!
On the pocket, firing near side of the end zone, back shoulder, Gronkowski the catch, touchdown Patriots!
Guess who's back?
Nice job, nice job.
Hand off fake, and then a pitch left for Charcanic. West has the first down on the option, and he carries across the 20, upended by Justin Coleman.
Not a bad drive right there. We just got third down. That's what's killing us. We're getting to third down. We need to get off.
Well, let's just keep playing here. Three-man rush. We've got to keep the quarterback in front of us, all right?
Smith pulls away to the play fake. He's under pressure. Sets up a middle screen for Kelsey. Hit in the backfield and lunging forward. Dragged down by the shirt tail and the left hand of Patrick Chung. What a play by Chung.
No one, nobody say I don't have. No one has a better grip than me.
Yeah, you 260 here.
Steps up, rolling left, down punt. He's going to carry across the five, headed for the pylon. He's upended out of bounds.
Spike it.
And he's going to be marked out inside the one.
Let's go!
He's going to stand to charge timeout.
High formation set. Brady's going to sneak it. He leaps over the center. Brady reaching for a touchdown. Patriots! After Brady with a pump. It's a pump and go. And Gronk is open. A throw and a catch. And a touchdown. Patriots.
News coming.
Way to go, baby. Keep going.
Hey, you're doing a great job for us. Keep it up. Yep. We keep wearing them down.
For the fifth consecutive year, the New England Patriots are bound for the AFC Championship.
We got work next week.
Great win. That's a great win. That was awesome.
All right. Congratulations, man. That's a good job. Beat a good football team. Got another one next week. They're a good team. They played hard. You were the better team today, all the way through. Led through it from start to finish, wire to wire. So Let's just be proud of what we did, be ready to move on. We'll see you tomorrow. Great job. We're going to be ready to go here next week. All right? Congrats, man. Congrats.
Fellas, man, that's a great job, man. Let's keep grinding. Let's keep together, man. We do what we do, man.
Oh, yeah! Great job, bro. Great job. That was awesome.
Great.
Oh, you cannot see that enough. Joining me now is Scott Zolak, Patriots radio analyst from 98.5 The Sports Up. Good to see you, my friend.
It's good to be out here, man. Five in a row since I started calling these. I'm so fired up.
You should be fired up.
Championship game tomorrow. A little different feeling, I think, coming here 2 years ago. You know, we'd have all our bullets in our gun. Really look at the way this team came out flying right. on attack mode last week against Kansas City. I think that's the real team that we've known all year.
And that's what I was going to ask you. The first 10 weeks of the season, that was the team we saw when the Patriots played Kansas City, and should we expect more of that tomorrow?
I would expect so, Steve. With Edelman back, I think that eases a lot of concerns, not only with the offensive line up front with Vollmer. You've gotten the middle solidified. Keep that pressure off Tom Brady. That ball's out around 2.4, 2.5 seconds.
Love it.
As opposed to three, takes hits off the quarterback, opens up things for Gronkowski. James White could be big tomorrow. With Edelman, Amendola, and Gronkowski concerns, he could have a huge day.
Do you think they learned something from 7 weeks ago when they were here?
Yeah, finish the darn game.
Yeah.
Do the things the right way. Don't fumble the ball midfield with a 14-point lead. Just put the nail down, nail that coffin down, and let's get the heck out of here and get to Santa Clara.
You got fans behind you saying,
I'm ready
to
go. You guys ready? What is this?
You can't beat this stuff.
There you go.
I'm fired up.
Scott Zolak.
All right, buddy. Scott Zolak, our guest. We'll have more with Patriots All Access coming right up. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
We check in with Coach Belichick as he prepares his team for their fifth straight AFC Championship game.
Feels good to be playing this week, no doubt about it. There's only four teams standing, and we're proud to be one of them.
And later, a conversation with All-Pro tight end Rob Gronkowski.
Definitely thought I blew my knee out because I never had a hit like that felt like that.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Where it is just absolutely gorgeous here. Welcome back to this live championship edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. An extraordinary 10 times in the Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft era, the Patriots have made it to the AFC Championship game 10 times. That's absolutely unheard of. Bob Sosa reports the coaching staff used that experience to gear up for the Denver Broncos.
Improved to 13-6 in the divisional round as Brady takes the knee again.
And it's looking like we still got a job, fellas!
After earning the right to keep working and playing, the Patriots reported to Gillette Stadium to begin championship week preparation, mindful of a single purpose. Finish what was left undone in Denver in late November. Touchdown Denver, and the Broncos win it. The Patriots are no longer unbeaten. Before C.J. Anderson's game-winning dash ended their snowy Week 12 encounter, the Pats uncharacteristically let a late lead slip away, only to experience firsthand the kind of comeback that's come to define the 2015 Broncos.
We had a 14-point lead against them last time we played them in the fourth quarter and lost the game. So they've been in a lot of close games. They've got a great team, and you know, they challenge you in all three phases.
To beat them, the Pats have to be at their best in every phase, however long it takes.
And they haven't been in a game where it's, you know, been out of control because their defense is so good. They got some great guys on offense, very good special teams, units. So that's why it's, like I said, it's going to be a 60-minute game, maybe more.
Get out of here. No, I'm not even drinking. I don't want to get you worked up.
Bobby? Well, joining me now is Bob Soucy, yeah, radio analyst for the Patriots, and good to have you here, buddy. But let me ask you this question. Is this a different team from the Patriots from 2 years ago?
Well, it is a different team, Steve. And as Scott Zolak said, the Pats have to go the distance. This Denver team won 10 games this year by a touchdown or less in three times against playoff-bound teams. They rallied from two scores down. And speaking of difference makers, Julian Edelman on the field for the Pats, unbeaten with him in the lineup this year. They haven't lost a game with Julian Edelman starting since Green Bay in November of 2014.
Unbelievable. Scott Zolak said he's fired up for tomorrow. How about you?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Cannot wait. All right, Bobby, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Good to have you aboard. Bob Soucy. We'll have much more Patriots All Access live from Denver, Colorado when we return. Stay with us. Certainly been a house of horrors for the Patriots, but they plan to change all that tomorrow. Welcome back to this playoff edition of Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. For Bill Belichick, the 16 previous Brady Manning matchups have been like watching the American movie classic. Every time you watch it, you learn something different. And here's Scott Zolak's conversation with head coach Bill Belichick.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, I got to say congratulations. Five straight AFC championship games. And I know that's not the ultimate goal for you guys, but it's a heck of a feat, heck of an accomplishment. Your program's rolling right now.
Well, it feels good to be playing this week, no doubt about it. There's only four teams standing, and you know, we're proud to be one of them.
Offensive line, another starting combination. Guys played well. Brady was unscathed. You moved the football. You threw it at will. Is it just the fact that Sebastian Vollmer is back on that left side, and that just helps solidify one side, and you can kind of slide some guys the other way?
Well, you know, really, everybody did a good job. It was they have a really good front with their edge guys, and then inside, you know, especially with Poe, and they're very dynamic inside as well. I thought Marcus Cannon did a great job, had a great game, and, you know, Shaq played right guard instead of the left guard he's been playing all year, and Josh and Sebastian were on the left side. So we just kind of evolved into that during the week, and everybody kind of got comfortable with it, and, you know, it went well in the game. So you're right, it was another combination, but it was a very efficient one, and it seemed like everybody really worked well together. You know, and all five guys saw the game as one.
Hear a lot of your players already talking about that November game, how much you'll learn from playing out in Denver, the type of opponent. Well, it's Manning this time, not Osweiler. Offensively, do you kind of have to throw the November game plan or that film out when you try and get ready for Peyton Manning?
Not at all. I mean, you know, the run game certainly isn't going to change.
Sure.
So, and I think there are a lot of elements of the passing game, the play action game that goes with the running game and so forth. There's certainly some differences, but You know, we can learn a lot from what happened out there, and hopefully we can, as a total team, just overall, you know, play better, coach better.
You guys have had over 100 practices, walkthroughs, the OTAs, the meetings. Is this what it's all about when it comes down to this, to play for the right to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is where it all starts, you know, from the day after the season. Last year, all through the spring, all the workouts, all the OTAs, training camp, all draft. The meetings, draft, I mean, putting the team together, all the work we've done together as a team, all the adjustments and changes and challenges that we had to meet through the course of the year, all to get to this point. And, you know, this is, we know we're playing the best team we played all year. And we're going to have to play our best game, and you know, it's the way it should be. You're playing for a championship. So, you know, we're excited to be there. We know it's a big challenge ahead of us.
Good stuff right there. Time now for the A's Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Rich in Hyannis. Nice little airport down there.
It is nice.
wants to know what the fine line is between excitement for big games and being disciplined, and you've been in a lot of them.
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's the point you want to get your team to every single week. You want to just be right on that edge of great energy, excitement, enthusiasm, but not over the line where the execution starts to suffer and, you know, you make mistakes. So I think really the more excited you are and the more into more energy you have for the game, probably the better you play and the more alert you are. But we try to get to that point. But you're right, once you kind of tip the scale a little too far, then it can work against you. So that's the perfect edge that, you know, every coach and every player wants to be at come game time.
All right, great answer. You'll be back with me later in the show. Bellastrader, what are we going to look at?
Well, we got to look at that run game.
Denver. Right, sounds good, Coach.
Well, you spent time with head coach Bill Belichick. How do you think he feels going in?
Well, I think it's an appreciation for this game, Steve. 14 years with his quarterback. Now, you take the 08 season when, yep, when he had the knee issue. 10 games, Brady and Belichick have played an AFC championship game. That's part of it, getting here. You know, you got to get here before you get to the Super Bowl. And I think that Bill really likes this team. It's a different team. It's a different dynamic every year. It's going to be part of our discussion on 98.5 The Sports Hub pregame tomorrow. He really appreciates being in this game, loves this football team. And I think they feel a lot better than they did 2 years ago out here.
You want to let the people back home know who just showed up?
Well, number 55, former captain and former Patriot Hall of Famer, actually Kerner Hall of Famer, Willie McGinnis is here, and a big guy.
Mr. Kraft.
We got Mr. Kraft coming up next with Willie McGinnis. So,
way to go, Zone. We have much more to come on Patriots Access in just a moment. Still to come.
Coming up on All Access.
Coach Belichick simplifies some of his main concerns about Denver on the Bellastrader.
Ware, Miller, Barrett, they got great edge pressure.
And later, we're joined by Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill. Up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone, live from downtown Denver. And the guy sitting next to me really doesn't need any introduction. The CEO and chairman of the New England Patriots is even bigger than that, Robert Kraft. And, great to have you aboard, my friend.
Good to see you.
I want to bring up the anniversary, because you know what anniversary this is, right?
Yeah, it went by so fast, 22 years. Actually, Stacy reminded me, and it's pretty cool.
22 years ago, you bought the team, and we wouldn't be here unless you purchase the team.
Well, you're kind. You know, when we bought the team, our dream was to try to bring a championship to New England. And
you've gone above beyond that, huh?
Well,
you think?
There's nothing more important to my family than to do everything we can to put our team in the best position to win. And, you know, I think back to sitting in the stands all those years, and we went to one conference championship in 34 years, and we lost. and we only had that one home playoff game in 78 to Houston.
Right.
And I didn't like our season ending at Christmas. We were following the playoffs of everyone else, and now it's pretty cool to be here at Ted's Montana Grill with our fans.
Did you get a chance to hear what the players said in that locker room about you this week?
Yeah,
how important that leadership is?
Well, in any organization. Love you, man. Love you. In any organization, you know, you want to create a culture and a feeling. Everyone in the world, especially with technology and iPhones, people aren't connected the way that were when I grew up. And I think if people feel that they're connected to our team and we really care about them, and we look at ourselves as custodians of this team. The team is owned by these people and our fans in New England, and we're guiding it and trying to do the best we can to make it special.
Think about how special this season has been, okay? This team has had a bullseye on its back ever since it started, especially last year, to be able to defend the title, to come back. How proud are you of this football team?
Very proud. We've had an unbelievable number of injuries. But, you know, in the end, what I've learned, and I learned it in the 0-1 season, because I don't know that we were necessarily the best team, but the teams that are mentally tough and right. physically tough, those are the teams that survive. And it's just little things make the difference of what, you know, the last time we were here, we could have won that game. There were one or two plays going the other way, and it's the same thing now. And we're fortunate to have coaches who are very thorough in how they handle things. And I flew in and saw the walkthrough today at the hotel. There's a tremendous spirit with our team. There's great camaraderie. This is a good team.
Extremely confident team.
They're feeling very good. But they're also mindful, you know. In the end, our system brings the two best teams out, and we have our hands full with the Broncos being here in Denver, but they're very confident.
All right, I got to ask you this. Do you watch the game as an owner or as a fan, and how nervous do you get before kickoff?
Well, I know I've done everything I can do to try to help the team once the team kicks
You've
off.
You've done your job.
And I become a wicked fan.
Get a chance to talk to Tom Brady beforehand? Do you get a chance to talk to Bill Belichick leading up to a week like this?
Sure. I talked to them today at the hotel. I do that. You know, part of it is part of the fun of owning the team is being able to do that. And also, you know, getting a sense of the mood and
right.
and the camaraderie. And it was very interesting when the defense finished their walkthroughs. A couple of guys did dances.
Oh, really?
And the guys were I probably shouldn't be saying that. But, no, it made me feel good just standing aside watching it because they were all like brothers together. And it was really nice to see. And you feel a closeness, and especially when you go on the road, we're going to be in a hostile environment.
Yep.
I think, in a way, it brings the team closer together.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
So excited.
Thank you.
All right. Robert Kraft, our guest, will be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Welcome back. You're looking at Sports Authority Stadium, home of the Denver Broncos. And joining me now It's three-time Super Bowl winner Willie McGinnis. Good to see you, man.
Thanks, Steve. How you doing, man?
Hey, I got to bring this up because the reason why I got to bring this up, 2 years ago, you were the honorary captain.
Yep.
Things didn't work out so well for the Patriots when you were the honorary captain. This year, they're going with Ty Law.
Yeah, Ty should be all right.
Ty should. That's my
Ty
question.
Ty should be okay.
Will Ty be all right?
Yeah, probably be all right.
You got a chance to watch both these teams with the NFL Network. You've seen them both play.
Right.
What about the Patriots that's going to help them get over the hump tomorrow?
I mean, I think when you look at the first game of these two matchups, it was some turnovers and some key things that happened that the Patriots didn't do well, that they corrected, that they will correct going into the next game. And Peyton Manning is a big difference. He didn't play in the first game. So I think that minimizes and shrinks the offense of what Brock and Osweiler did the last time.
Right, right.
So when you look at the two teams, two good defenses, everybody's going to be healthy. A couple guys are banged up, but that's football. But I think at the end of the day, what I saw the last 2 weeks gives me, you know, a little push that the Patriots has an edge.
Has an advantage.
Yep.
Back home, people think that Peyton Manning, a lot of people think, I don't want to speak for everybody, but a lot of people think that Peyton Manning has lost it. And as you look at Manning this year, how much has he lost?
Well, Father Time is undefeated. And every player, as long as you play, your skills start to diminish. But the one thing he's still really sharp at is his mind.
Right.
And, you know, the mental part of the game. He can't do a lot of things. Throwing the ball down the field is limited. So he will make adjustments. He will put guys in position to fit what he's trying to do. And the run game. I mean, that's really important to the Denver Broncos. If they can have consistency in the run game, that's going to benefit him. If the Patriots can take that away and make it one-dimensional. And I thought I'd never say that ever in my life. Make Peyton Manning beat you.
Right.
And if the Patriots can do that, then they got a big chance to win in the game.
Does Osweiler play at all tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I think if it gets bad, they probably will pull Peyton.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
A legend. I know. Who would have thought?
Who would have ever thought?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What's going on in the players' mind? How hungry are these guys, especially losing to them just 7 weeks ago?
Well, you know the Patriots, you know, how they think. It doesn't really matter what happened last week. They don't even care about what happened last week. It's a different game. A lot of players that didn't play in the previous game are out here this time. They're just concentrating and doing everything they can to make sure that they can go out and play the best game, that they can play all the way around on every phase of the game. So, last week 12 or whatever it was, it doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is how well you prepared and how well you're ready to go out and execute it.
How deadly is the combination between Brady and Gronk and Brady and Edelman?
I mean, it's when you have those two guys on the field, it's hard to stop. I mean, because of the positioning and moving guys in different places. But, you know, I think there's going to be somebody else to step up in a big way in this game because all the attention is going to be on Gronk and Edelman. So somebody else is going to have a big game.
Somebody want me to ask you what you've done with your Super Bowl rings.
They're locked up in the safe.
All right, Willie McGinnis, our guest. We're going to go to Scott Zolak and the Bellustrator.
Time now for the Bellustrator. Coach Belichick rejoins me here in the show. And, Coach, a lot of running games, both by Denver and Pittsburgh, we're going to take a look at right here.
Yeah, you know, you kind of think of Denver as a passing team, and they have great receivers and a great passing game and a great pass rush on both sides of the ball. But really, the run defense here is outstanding, as well as their running game. So we'll take a look at both of them. Sly Williams, the nose tackle, does a real good job. They're strong up front, and they're very difficult to run against. They do an excellent job here. You know, this is Ware setting the edge. You know, Miller coming off the block inside. You just see there's kind of really nowhere to go there. You know, nobody's blocked. Everybody's in good position defensively. You know, and this is a big series for the Broncos in this game where they, you know, had good field position, got the stop, got the ball back, and, you know, were able to turn that around.
Seems like they had great field position all day long.
Yeah, they sure did. And then the front on the pass rush, you know, Wolf, really an underrated player here. You can see his power coming up inside. I think we know about the edge guys. This is, you know, Shane Ray here, Miller coming off the offensive right side. So, you know, whether it's Ware, Miller, Ray, McCray, Barrett, they got great edge pressure. But then, you know, up inside, they do a good job. And here's Wolf, who's, you know, just running over the center. You know, Rivers has no chance to step up in the pocket. You know, the front does a good job in the running game. They do an excellent job rushing the passer.
A little different than Knighton, right? He gets more leverage,
yeah,
so to speak.
Absolutely.
Okay. Offense.
And, of course, the running game, you know, excellent. blocking patterns. You know, Coach Kubiak's well known for his zone scheme. They run them strong. They run them weak. This is Hillman, you know, hitting the edge. You know, good quickness to get through the line of scrimmage. You know, breaks it into clear there. You know, it's an easy, you know, an easy touchdown run. So, you know, we got to do a great job. This is the, you know, similar to the play that they ran against us in the overtime out there that beat us. So, you know, we're going to have to do a great job stopping that running game. Once they get that going, then that sets up the play action passes and all that. Here's a good look at it right there. There's the zone run here behind Schofield and Vasquez. And, you know, they just get enough on them. And, you know, San Diego's kind of in position, but not good enough. They just can't get off and make the play. Miss a tackle here, which, of course, that's always a problem defensively when we don't tackle well. And, you know, there's the touchdown. And then, of course, come back and, you know, run the same plays with Anderson, whether it's out of the shotgun or under center, but another good run by Anderson on the zone play. You know, Cincinnati doesn't have it handled on the backside, so Anderson cuts it back again. Another missed tackle. You know, good burst there, and you know, 50-yard touchdown. So,
later.
Yep. So run defense, run offense. Denver does a great job on both sides of the ball. Run.
Good luck tomorrow in your fifth straight AFC championship game. Go get them, coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks, though.
All right, there's your Bella Schrader. More Patriots All Access live from Denver right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access in downtown Denver. You know, if Tom Brady is a spark of the Patriots' intensity, Rob Gronkowski is the joy of the game. The boyish behemoth whose accomplishments have towered over the game itself. But as Christian Fourier found out, Gronk may seem like a cartoon character, but never underestimate his football IQ.
Sixth season in league, fifth straight AFC championship game that you're in, and you finally get the call to go to the podium. Okay.
Wow, my first podium. I'm big time.
Were you surprised?
I wasn't that surprised because I saw a lot of guys going through it the day before, so maybe I was like, oh, maybe I get my call tomorrow to go to the podium. So it was cool doing the podium.
So you did a great job, by the way.
Oh, appreciate it.
People were very happy with that.
Oh, I mean, it went smooth. It went good.
Throws down the right seam for Gronkowski. Can't make the grab with a throw behind him. He was hit, and he's injured, though. Gronkowski is hit.
I'm going to take you back to week 12. You guys are playing the Denver Broncos, and you get hit, and you fall down.
He's going to stay down on the turf, and he's writhing in pain.
I know you were in pain. But I don't think you realize, and maybe you do, how the rest of the fan base in New England was freaking out. Like, literally, Twitter was blowing up. People thought the world was coming to an end.
Clearly, I mean, it wasn't one of the best moments out there. Yeah. But I was glad that it was just a little minor setback at that moment and nothing serious in the long run.
Did you think you blew your knee out? Do you think you were done?
Yeah, I definitely thought I blew my knee out because I never had a hit like that felt like that. You know, like when you hit your forearm bone in your elbow or something, it kills for like 2-3 minutes and you really can't move your arm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was definitely one of those situations where I just got hit at full speed, like right at the bone, and it just made everything go numb and just it was absolute pain. I'm glad it was in that case, it was just a minor injury, nothing serious.
So this team obviously has been through a lot. Like we don't need to get into it. We all know there was a lot of criticism, big spotlight on everybody. Now you guys are back in the AFC Championship game. In some way, is this a little bit more satisfying?
I mean, you really can't compare years to years. It's all a whole different team, whole different mindset. But so far where we are at, it's definitely satisfying knowing that we're going and heading into the AFC Championship game. knowing how many players were going down with injuries and fighting through stuff. So it's just good to know where we are at right now, and we just got to keep taking advantage of it.
Like every Saturday night, do you have, like, you know, a lot of guys will have their, I only eat this and I'll end it with apple pie, then I have this type of drink. Is there?
I'm not that crazy about my pregame ritual meal. But usually I always have a protein shake with the tight ends.
Like a cheers? And you
yeah,
just
yeah,
it.
Cheers. There you
it's
go.
It's not a frosty
right,
one.
Right after, yeah, it's not no frosty. It's a protein shake. We put fruit in it, peanut butter to make it taste good. And then you do your cheers right
milk
there.
Milk mustache at the end and everything.
You don't pound it all in one, but you do that little cheers, and then you enjoy it.
Well, it's time now for our panel discussion here in Denver with Bob Soucy and Mike Reese from ESPN Boston. And let me start by asking about Jamie Collins, because he did not play the first time against the Denver Broncos. What's his status now, Mike, and sure. Is he ready to go?
Well, Steve, we know he was injured in the third quarter of that game against the Chiefs with a back injury. He made the trip here to Denver, going to try to play. How effective he'll be, we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Collins can change the game, can he?
He can change any game, Steve. He's a playmaker defensively, even if he's used in coverage. Certainly makes plays rushing the passer. And the Pats are going to need the linebackers, both Collins and Hightower, I think, to defend that Denver running game, which we'll get to. But Jamie Collins, as dynamic a linebacker, I think, as there is in the NFL.
Julian Edelman did not play against Denver.
That's right.
He's back now. What's his status, and is the foot an issue at all?
Well, Steve, he's ready to go. I was so impressed last week, 52 of 59 offensive snaps. I didn't think he would play that much, you know, coming off the foot injury. It's not an issue going into the game, but it's something they have to keep monitoring. You know, they took an X-ray after the game just to make sure there was no damage. There was no damage. They were happy with that. But there was also a sense of relief with Edelman and those people close to him that they know this is a fragile situation. One bad cut, and they could be back in the same situation. So they're not out of the woods, but still positive signs going into this game.
Yeah, and I think Bill Belichick this week spoke with almost a degree of confidence about Julian Edelman, and Julian echoed those remarks himself, talking about working on getting better, repetition on the jugs machine, making catches before and after practice. He fully expects to have a huge impact on this game. Plus, they're back on natural grass. Julian Edelman, of course, has played mostly on the
good
artificial
point.
Surfaces. And let's see if we see him employed in punt returns tomorrow, Mike.
Sure.
They lost 7 weeks ago, but Osweiler was a starter in that game.
Sure.
What kind of a difference does it make with Manning starting?
Well, I thought Bill Belichick made a great point this week when he talked about how there's more variation when you have Manning there because of his experience, his ability to check in and out of plays based on the defensive look. With Osweiler, not so much. You're going to call the play, and he's going to run what you call.
But isn't Manning limited?
Well, you know, he is, Steve, when it comes to his physical capacities, but certainly mentally and his knowledge of the game and defenses. There's no quarterback comparable to him other than Tom Brady in my mind. The Patriots got to Osweiler, remember, several times in that first meeting, including a deflected pass that led to an interception. Maybe Manning sees that, whereas Osweiler, the youngster, doesn't.
Regardless of who starts, and it's going to be Manning, we all know that, but regardless of who plays quarterback, does it really come down to how the Patriots stop the run?
It absolutely does, which makes this Brady Manning, you know, chapter 17 different than anything we've ever seen before, because really, when was the last time he said we got to stop the run and put the ball in Peyton Manning's hands? Gave up 179 rushing yards in the last game against the Broncos. So Dante Hightower, a key when he was in the game last time, 15 carries for the Broncos for 43 yards. When he went out with injury late in the second quarter, Broncos 17 carries for 136 yards and 3 touchdowns. Hightower going to play through the left knee injury, a key for the Patriots defense.
But that takes us back to the quarterback question and really a dilemma for Gary Kubiak, because the Broncos running game got going when Brock Osweiler became the quarterback and played predominantly under center.
So what are you saying?
Manning was detached from center, though, against the Steelers last week. More snaps under center than usual. So maybe Peyton Manning is indeed the right guy to lead this Broncos rushing attack with his passing and rushing knowledge.
Prediction time?
All right, well, I'll lead it off here. I initially had 20-17 Patriots, but I'm up in the total for the Patriots.
He's up in it.
Because last 5 meetings that they've played against Wade Phillips' defenses, they've averaged 37.5 points per game. That sort of came across my desk late in the week. Patriots 30, Broncos 23.
Bobby? Yeah, Steve, you take into account who wasn't there for the Patriots in late November. They get the job done with relative ease. I'm with Mike. A lot of confidence about this game.
Great job, guys.
All right, Steve.
All the way around. Tomorrow's the day.
It'll be a great day.
All right, thank you very much. We'll get your football started early tomorrow. We got a live 2-hour edition of Patriots Game Day beginning at noon. The Pats and Colts kick off at 3. Pats and Broncos, I should say, kick off at 3. The fifth quarter is right after the game. The only place to see Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's press conferences alive. That wraps up this live edition of Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. Thank you all for staying with us here in downtown Denver. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.